Good morning. We are going to learn the last halacha in Hilchas Tmura today, and sort of the siyum Hilchas of Sefer Karbanos. And I want to just focus on a few things in that halacha. It's a long halacha. The Rambam says they're a very big chiddush, in addition to other places where he says similar tradition. And he writes, Aval pisha kol chuke ha-toyre gzeirusein, perik dalar halacha yud gimel. Even though all laws, all chukim, as an introduction, there are chukim, edus, mishpatim. Generally, chukim are considered laws that have no logic to it. Mishpatim are logical according to the general assumption, as we'll see, different ways of understanding. Eidos are testimonies, meaning testifying to some event. They represent something that happened or so forth. So chukei ha-Torah gzeiros, meaning they are gzeiros. Kamei shebi'arnu b'seif me'ila. Ra'ui li'izboinim behem. Chol ma'asha ata yochel li'ten le'tan ten le. Anything you can give a reason for, give a reason. So, yearly, shezesham ha'kosu v'hoyo hu utmarasi yekedesh. Goes in farther. I mean, it's a little further in the halacha. And it explains what this chayk of a hayyuhu tmurasi yakedish, when you make tmura that it, both of them remain holy. Yorda terlus evdai machshavas odom k'tzas yitzrei hara shateva shal odom noite laharbeis kinyane v'lach samayne. A person wants to protect his money, and therefore he's going to do these things to downgrade on a carbon. And then he says, so they're all there to fix the man's, to control your desires and elevate and make you a better person, better middays and so forth. And then he writes an exceptional expression. They are advice from the distance. From the great one, who is the one who gives advice, l'sakin adeis liashik lamais. Now, the lot that's said on this Rambam, and I want to just introduce another Rambam, which we learned previously in Hilchis Me'ila, Perik Ches, Aloch Ches. He writes, Roi l'odam l'zbeinim mishpate ha-teira ha-kadesha. A person should contemplate on the mishpatim of the Torah. V'leida seif in yonam, k'vikeche to know them according to his abilities. And if you don't find the reason, don't make it, not the same with reason, without reason, it's all the same. And he goes on to explain in that halacha the idea of chukim, mishpatim. He says, the way he explains that, mishpatim and mitzvah time in golui, we know the reason. And the goodness of doing this and keeping this is something we know. And he gives examples: stealing, murder, respecting parents. Their reasons are not known. I have set aside laws of Ein L'Chorash Uslarba. And then he ends up, B'chol ha-karbanos kulam miklal ha-chukim. All karbanos ha-chukim. All right, now, there are a number of issues to deal with over here. First of all, if you take a look and say in Meir Nevuchim, Chelik Gimel, Perek Lamed Beis, he goes through it at length, explaining that there's a reason for karbanos. And he gives his reason, which was because of an avodah zarah that was going on. The Eibishter sort of took the Avodah Zarah concept and told Eden, you focus on doing that for the Eibishter, not Avodah Zarah, not doing the other stuff. And it goes on, and that's the rule behind everything, and everything should be for the Eibishter. Then he goes on, and Ramban, in the Vayikra, Perek Aleph, was a test, he brings the Rambam, and he attacks it, doesn't like the idea, and he asks some questions. So I want to go through various questions that are on these Rambams. So one of the questions that the Ramban asks, what do you mean, the Pasuk says, Lechem Yishael Reyach Nichayach, and it's not just, so you shouldn't, Avodah Zarah. Then he brings that Karbanos preceded Avodah Zarah. Hevel brought Karbanos. Noyach brought Karbanos. Bilam, who wasn't into Avodah Zarah, I mean, he wasn't into Avodah Zarah, but he wasn't into negating Avodah Zarah, brought Karbanos. Then again, to say Kabani Lach Melisha Eich Nechayach, is there no other reason for but Avodah Zarah is not a reason, and he goes on to say his own reason. Then there's a few other questions. Achreinim take note of the fact that Hilchas Mehila he writes a Kabbanis Achukim, and here he writes a whole reason for that. And he himself in Sefer Yad talks about the building the Beis Hamikdash, loss of love, Kabbanis, loss of love. Okay, the Rebbe in Lakuta Sichas Chelik Lamed Beis asks another question. The Rambam in Shmeinah Prakim deals with an issue. On one hand, the philosophers explain that if somebody has a desire to do an Aveira, which, you know, somebody has a desire to steal, it makes no sense. It's a terrible thing. So that desire is not a healthy thing. It's not a good thing. And however, the Gemara says not like that. It says "Kla Godel Mechaveri," you say "Godel Mimenu," and then he brings the famous Gemara: "Layimar Adam Yev Shilechel Basa Bechalav Yev Shelu Veshatnis Yev Shelav Ala Erva Ela Yev Shem Ayes Above Yisrael Godel." You're supposed to say, "Efshi." Now, don't say, "I can't eat basar. I hate it. I can't wear shatness." Says, "Say I can, but I can't. Maybe she doesn't want." In other words, having desire to these things is not a chesaron. It's a maila. So he once said that the philosophical point of view and the Torah point of view seems to contradict each other, and the Rambam comes to a conclusion and says it's not a contradiction. He says the philosophical point of view is talking about chukim. It's talking about mishpatim. If a person has a desire to do things that are logically wrong, that is something wrong with him. But on the other hand, chukim, those are things that logically make that there's no reason not to do that. The only way you're doing it, because the Torah doesn't tells you not to do it. So that's exactly it. Efshi, I want it. Torah doesn't let. That's the way you have to. That's the way you have to live chukim. So the Rebbe asks, if you're supposed to be mizbeinim b'chukim haTorah and you can give them reasons, then what's the difference between chukim and shvatim? So he goes on to explain, yes, there's logic to chukim. You can find that logic, but you're explaining a logic based on Torah, not human logic. You're going to come up with some Torahic logic for it. It's a different type of logic. There's human logic and there's Torah logic. Ultimately, Torah logic is the ultimate logic. That's what you should be focused on. So that means that really you can't, but there's a logic. The logic is that that's something that would prevent you on your own. It's only because the Torah told you. But on that he asks, but safe. You do have a logic. So why would you go against logic? You do understand it. I mean, at least you understand it. By the way, he explains that's the Lashon Eitzes Mirachik. It's a non-human logic. It's Mirachik. It's a godly logic. But he says, safe. How do you say Efshia? Something that makes sense that you shouldn't do it. And then he explains what the Rambam says in Marinim. Look at that, there's in Chela Gimel Perik Havav, that there are, every mitzvah has in it the klal is the kimitzvah and the protein, the details, the general and the detail. The general mitzvah you can give a logic to, but the details are impossible to give logic to. Both in Mishpatim and in Chukim, you're going to have that problem. However, so this is where the Rebbe says the Chiddush, that when it comes to Mishpatim, the logic prevails over the illogical parts of it. Comes to Chukim, the illogical part prevails over the logical part, and it's considered an illogical act. Not one that you can re-explain. Okay, so therefore, ultimately it's a non-logical mitzvah. But in the end, you do have a reason. So what does he mean with that? What does he mean with that? If in the end you do have a reason, that's it. You have a reason. What do you gain with this saying? Efshi. So I think that what he's saying, just understand what he's saying, and then answer all the other questions that we have. It's not that just, first of all, just a note. That says any reason you can give. And they're saying, why do you need reasons? If so, why, what's the purpose of reason? Part of the reason is just that you should do it with more energy. Something you relate to, that you can internalize, you have more energy and more excitement in it. But you cannot do it for that reason. The reasoning in a chayik is not the reason why you do it. It is a reason to be excited about it. I once heard a line, the word tamei hamitzvah is a taste of mitzvah. It's a taste. It gives you something to hang on to, something to feel good about. But it's not something to be a cause. Not only that, the Rambam's understanding, efshi avama esa, I could do it, but what should I do? Davish doesn't let. That's the whole word of chukim. The word of chukim is I should want to do it, or I shouldn't want to do it, and Davish told me. I should do it only because David tells him. The reasoning is only to give energy, to give excitement. Now it's interesting that Rambam writes a lashon regarding those who say that there is logical mitzvahs. And he says, "V'yikaren k'tzas chachameinu." I don't know exactly what that chayli is, but that there's some kind of illness that they say hamitzvus hasichlius. Meaning, there is no such a thing as sichli. There is either a mitzvah that I do because I have now accepted the seichel, or a mitzvah I do without. So, end result is, by chukim, you got to do the mitzvah mitzad chayik. By mishpatim, you do the mitzvah because of the logic. Now, just to note that the Rashba goes on to say that even the logic we have is not ultimately, there's deeper logics and deeper reasons. We got to hold that. The Rambam holds that a lot will be helped. Okay, so now we can go through this. Karbanos are chukim. As we say, but yet you can give a reason. And he gives his reason. And that's why Kayin, Hevel, Noach, Bilam, they could all bring it because Karbanos has nothing to do with the time. They didn't have a time. And the same thing is Kabani Lachmi. What is this? What Rashi says, a Marti Venasir and saying, if I can't, you're doing it inside the Chayk, Shabbatar. You're doing it because of the Chayk. Yeah. You're doing it because of the Chayk. And therefore, it's the Chayk. And therefore, makes sense. I lost some love. Same thing. You don't need reasons lost some love. But I'm just giving you a reason. The Frat's lashon is find a reason. He's not telling you this is the reason. You have an Indian to find. It's your Indian. It's your Indian to find reasons. It doesn't say that this is the reason, the ultimate reason. He's giving you his take on the reason. It's a very interesting lashon, as we said in the beginning. Okay. Everybody have a great day. Zayin Gezunt Shtark. Hatzlacha Rabbah. And be well.